Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is love. Come on, come on, enter in this day. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. Because we trust God in it all. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Be free on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, come on, enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family and all that you love and concerned about right now. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, amen, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, amen. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God. We come, oh God, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as you that have kept us and not ourselves. Amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your head and protection around us. Amen. Lord, we come this day, oh God, seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. We come, oh God, humbling ourselves that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now and forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your son and daughter, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Look out according to, amen, to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord God. Creating us a heart, hallelujah, a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Lord, with you, Heavenly Father, that all things are possible. For with man the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something. We come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. According to what David said, amen, in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for the living God. Amen. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desire, even prizes the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Oh Lord, let this be our heart's cry, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let that fire burn heavenly and peace in each of us, amen. Uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, fill us with thy spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praise to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship, O God. For we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. For your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship and truth, Heavenly Father. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice. And we decree and declare victory right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over the enemy right now, amen. And we decree and declare that we are blessed, amen. Hallelujah. And we can never be cursed, amen. Satan, you are defeated, so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen. We are the righteousness of God. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. We'll do great things, Christ Jesus. We'll deliver from the power of darkness and translate it to God's kingdom. We'll redeem with the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We'll bless going out and bless coming back in. Just lying down and bless coming your bless standing up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are obtained. Amen. We are the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath us. We decree and obtain the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that we're holy and without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We're established to the end. We're made near to our heavenly Father. Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free. We're stronger than the Lord our God. We're dead to sin. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We're conquering the world. Amen. We're joined down with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are accepted into the love. We're complete in Him. We're crucified with Christ Jesus. We're alive in Christ. Amen. And we're free from condemnation. We're reconciled to God. And we're qualified to share in His inheritance. Amen. We're firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith that overflowing with thanksgiving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We say thank you enough, but Lord, we thank you. We'll be thanking you all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that you sent, oh God, to be our helper, amen, to bring back those things, hallelujah, and remember, oh God, that you have told us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we don't let live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out your mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we receive right now from Jesus Christ of victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, and persecutions, torment, the lives of the enemy of trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliver from all demonic spirits, curses and hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, fighting prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus is victorious to the power of His might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and His shed blood of all these things right now. We declare the prayer according to John 22. Verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and in His holy name we receive it, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. As we enter in, oh God, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask the Lord Jesus to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and the lives of those that we love and concerned about. Amen. Everyone, we ask you to give us and each person that's on the line today and all who we pray for today. Amen. Clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness over there, amen. That your goodness is overtaking us, amen. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare right now on this line, amen, that our minds are being renewed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we die to this flesh, as we crucify the flesh, that our spirit man is being stricken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, here, God of the Lord, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. We can't thank you enough, amen. We thank you for new mercy, new grace. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we are one of your sheep. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. Hallelujah, we ask to listen according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line. We come against every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulative spirit, controlling spirit, the spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation, frustration, amen. We come against every spirit, every lying spirit. We come against every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, control. We come against the spirit of addiction and jealousy, competitiveness. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, and suffering, infection, and viruses. We come against every spirit of fight against our salvation. We come against every spirit outside the Holy Spirit, operating on this line, operating in us, operating in our home, in our workplaces, businesses, all that we love and concerned about, and we command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you don't put the wicked ones, oh God, and let them be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, oh God. And Lord, we pray, we lift up, oh God, your minister, oh God, your pastor of the gospel public ministry. And Lord, we pray that you would strengthen, oh God, that he would speak, oh God, with the power and the confidence, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. And now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the confidence, oh God, Lord, anoint his mouth, oh God, anoint his vocal cords, oh God, anoint his ears that he can hear from you, oh God, anoint his eyes to be able to see those things that you place before him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anoint his hands, oh God, that everything that he put his hands to do for you, hallelujah, will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, order his steps, oh God, that his steps may be ordered by you, for your words and the good man's steps are ordered by you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We declare the God is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, that fresh oil be upon his head right now, that his head lacks no oil. And then, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, increase the anointing that's on his life right now. Lord, even as we pray, oh, God, and Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for answering prayer, God. We declare the crown that you are our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crown, hallelujah, that we are blessed, that we are healed, we are delivered and kept free, that we are whole in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us, amen, and that all things are working together for the good of our life. And Lord, we give it all over to you, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. We pray that all that are traveling on the road right now will be traveling, oh God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy, Lord, that you bless us all in our going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we breathe the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family may take on today. We breathe the blood of Jesus Christ over round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. We breathe the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us all and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And I thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we enter in the service with all faith, oh God, trusting you, Father God, for the increase. So we thank you right now for the increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree in the fact that we are blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, church. Come on, let's open up this day. Amen, open up and just give God some praise right now, right where you are. Amen. Because when I think about Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he's done for me, amen, all I can do is just stand and shout. Amen, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Chains are being broken. Strongholds and souls are being destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Giving our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father, who's the head of our lives and the lifter of our heads, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, God has sent to be our helper. Amen. We worship you in. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Sunday service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that all can hear us clear on the line today. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray restoration for all, that God restore the love, the joy, the peace, the hope. Amen. That God restore families, relationships, finances, businesses. Amen. We decree and declare restoration has come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we welcome you. Welcome, welcome. We welcome you here this Sunday. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. Here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manny. Our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manny. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. We welcome you all again with the love of Christ. Welcome everyone in Louisiana. here in Houston and surrounding cities. We welcome you. Those are in Mississippi and Alabama, Tennessee. We welcome you. Amen. New York, New Jersey. Amen. Detroit. Amen. We just have people calling in from all over. Amen. The United States and overseas. We welcome you. Amen. Nebraska. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Idaho. We welcome you. Hallelujah. So many. Florida. We welcome you. In the name of Jesus, Arkansas, we welcome you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Even Hawaii, hallelujah, we welcome you this Sunday. God bless you. You could be anywhere else, but we thank you that you have made a decision to be here with us here in Sunday service, that you did not find it robbery. Amen. To give God time to come on in and to touch and agree with other brothers and sisters in Christ, for we are one body of many members. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we'd like to welcome you. Amen. And we'd like to pray with you. Amen. Pray for you. Whatever it is that you are needing prayer about. Amen. The Bible tells you, but there are two or more together touching and agreeing in the same. There he is in the midst, amen, and that the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So we're here to touch and agree with you. Amen. Myself and my husband, and Minister Lauren Green, we're here. Amen. Amen. God has positioned us for such a time as this. So if that is you today, press one. Amen. Don't be afraid to press one. Amen. We're not going to try to do an interrogation or anything like that. Amen. We just want to welcome you personally on today. So please press one. If you are listening online, amen, it's your first time listening in with us today, we'd like to hear from you as well. Amen. Call in to 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and then we'll have our scripture reading right after Brother Joel Washington is going to bless us in Psalm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all this afternoon. I know God is able. You know, I was singing this morning. I got so full, but, you know, God knows just what he's doing. He knows what he's doing with me, and he knows what he's doing with the family that's going through what they're going through with now. You know, he's able to do all things but fail. Do Lord. Lord, remember me. Do Lord. Lord, remember me. Whoa, do Lord. Lord, remember me. Whoa, do Lord, remember me. Whoa, do Lord. Lord, remember me. Do Lord. Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord. Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember me. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Well, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Sinners will be running on that great day. Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day.
Oh, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? God bless you. God bless you, church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Brother Joe, you've definitely been a blessing, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to pour into the mighty, oh God, every virtue that left his body, oh God. Amen. We ask that you restore him to overflow and that he will continue to go on. Amen. In the name of Jesus, being a blessing. Amen. Right. You've called him to be a blessing to the world. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name
thank
we
you.
Pray to God be the glory.
Thank
amen,
you.
Amen, and amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
thank
you. We love you, and we thank God
love
for
you.
You. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. We're going to be coming out the book of Romans chapter 2. Amen. I will be reading from the New King James Version. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 and 3, 1 through 3. The Bible says, in Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it says, therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. Verse 2 says, but we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. Verse 3 says, and do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God. Again, it is Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. At this time, we're going to have two song selections, and then we'll be back for the preach word from our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. So stay with us.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do. Yeah.
that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again. So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Tender mercy, not for shoulder. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Bring him to Jesus, amen, hallelujah. We've come to the message part of Sunday service, amen. I pray right now in Jesus' name to prepare your hearts and mind to be able to receive the preached word from, hallelujah, the powerful word of God from, hallelujah, God's minister himself for such a time as this, amen. I present to you my loving husband who is faithful and a just man to do all that God has called him to do, a man that's obedient to the word of God, to yield to the Holy Spirit, a loving father, amen, willing to pray, amen, willing to go in for others, amen, hallelujah, sacrifice himself for others, amen, as he walk in leadership, amen, according to the Holy Spirit of the living God. I present to you, first with some
and familiar to others. Amen. Our pastor, our senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Praise God. Praise God, everyone. I thank you so much, Apostle, my loving wife. Thank you so much, you know, for the warm introduction. Thank each and every one of you who are here in Sunday service this afternoon. Thank you for coming to Sunday service. All honor and glory I give unto my Father and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I give all honor over to the Holy Spirit, who is with us, who is leading us.
Amen.
I just thank him. Amen. I just thank him so much. And thank each and every one of you for joining in with me to lift up the name of Jesus. That's why we're here today, to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in every single heart that's here today, in every single mind that is here today. Let your spirit range over all of the land, whether we be here in Texas, or whether we be here in New York, whether we be in Illinois, wherever we are right now, whether we be in Mississippi or wherever we are, let your spirit reign, Holy Spirit, over all of the land in your name. Yes. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. And what we say right now, we're asking right now for you to be every single thought, every single emotion, every single word that proceeds out of our mouth, receive out of your mouth of your messenger, your servant right now in the name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. But we say that you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole body do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome again. You know, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here. You know, I really am. You know, I don't just show up, you know, to glorify myself. You know, I show up, you know, to represent the kingdom of God. And I know each and every one of you who have shown up, you've shown up for the same thing. You know, we are the body of Christ, and we come together to sharpen one another, you know, to feed off one another, to fellowship with one another. So this is the reason why we're here, but most of all, to hear from God, to hear from God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verses, I'll read verses 15 and I think I'll end up over in 17, 15, 16, and 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Now the word of God have came forth today, and God have put it on my heart to preach this word for a lesson of focus, of study. Focus on he who lives in you. Focus on he who lives in you. Amen. This is a great place to start off. Start off with focusing on God. Start off with focusing on God. When you wake up in the morning, start your focus off on focus on he who lives in you. God is in you. Somebody say that. God is in me. So as a result of our focus when we wake up in the morning, you know, there's so many thoughts that try to, you know, to lead us, you know, throughout our day. So many thoughts try to lead us throughout our day. You know, if we wake up early in the morning, if we have jobs, then, you know, the thought they want to have is, oh, let me get up, let me hurry up and get up, let me get myself together so I can go to work because this is what I have to do. This is my assignment. And, you know, we set our mind, you know, to just that, you know. Some of us, you know, may be retired or you may be looking for a job. So that focus me, it may be in that same place or focusing on, okay, well, I don't have a job. So let me get up today so I can try to get. So wherever the focus is what I'm saying is there's so many thoughts that try to position you or to move you into a direction. But let's remind ourselves that our focus should be on He who lives in you. I'm particularly talking to the saints. I'm particularly talking to the body of Christ. Hopefully we all are the body of Christ. And if you are not the body of Christ, if you're not born again, then there will be an opportunity today for you to receive Him. So there's opportunity. I thank God for that opportunity. First John chapter and verses 15. Let me read this from I have the New King James Version. I have it open already, so let's read it from the New King James Version of the Bible. It reads here, "Don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And 17, and the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." Amen. So this is a very powerful word that's going forth here by Apostle John. You know, this is First John, so this is one of Jesus' disciples who Jesus had made him an apostle to carry out the good news, as many of the apostles, you know, that was there in ministry with Jesus, you know, to carry out the good news. John is considered to be the apostle of love, and we'll get into that in just a second. But here it is, the Apostle John, what he's writing here, you know, to the church here, he's reminding, you know, the church, you know, that, hey, you know, don't be so fixed in on the things of the world, and don't be so focused in on the worldly things. You know, these things that are of the world, these are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, these are the pride of life. These are the things that shall pass away. So let me ask you the question, where is your focus, church? Is your focus on who lives on the inside of you, who lives in you? Or is your focus, I mean daily focus, where is your heart set? Where is your mind set? Or is your mind is set on the riches of this world or the things that are in this world? Have we been or have we become so blind to know how deceptive that the devil is? Are we really paying attention to our very own thoughts, our very own heart's desire? Some desire houses, you know, and we work towards that, you know. When I say we work towards that, I'm talking about our mind, our thoughts. You know, we're working towards a house. Nothing wrong with a house. But is that your only desire? Is that your only focus for you to get the big beautiful home, the big houses? Some desires cars and you know, all of the other, the big salaries, you know, that we're trying to get, you know, we're trying to gain these things. And That's why our heart and desires, there's nothing wrong with all these things, but this should not be your focus. Your focus should not be centered in on just getting the things of this world. Amen. Your focus should be on Christ in you. Like I said before, if Christ not in you, your focus should be on receiving Christ in you. Or if you already say, your focus should be on Christ that's in you, to do the work or to live the life that He has created you to live. Amen. All these things that we are focus in on day to day is leading us into a direction. And this is the deception of the devil. See, the devil has a way of presenting things to you that it just don't seem like anything wrong with it. But we need to know, we need to very well know that anything or anybody that we set our mind and that we set our hearts on, or that we set our hearts to, and we do this without the leadership or the fellowship of God or the Holy Ghost or Jesus Christ, we have just entered into a place of idolatry. We have made these things in life our idols. We even make people our idols. Most of the times, you know, our idols be people, because these are the people that we listen to. And I always like to reference, you know, who we listen to, you know, because this is what shapes us or try to move our focus. That's the news station, but not just the news station, but, you know, we make things our idols. That's what I'm trying to say. So our focus is off. And that's what the deceptor, or that's what Satan, he wants to do, to get your mind off of who you are, to keep you blinded, to keep you in that deception that you need this and you need that and you don't need God and this is how you get it. Amen. Focus on he who lives in you, who lives in you. That's a very powerful thing to say. And a lot of us, even right now, what I'm saying is we're having a hard time believing that he lives in me or that he lives in you. The reason being is because when you hear something like focus on he who lives in you, the first thing we want to do is we want to question ourselves, do he really live in me? Or I don't know if he really lives in me because of the behavior that I produce. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we question ourselves. Well, I'm behaving wrong. Or we may even question others. Well, his behavior don't show that God lives in him because this is the way that he's acting. This is what he's doing. So no, God don't live in him. See, even that is the deception. Even that takes the focus off of God is on the inside of you and put the focus on self, and it puts the focus on behavior, or it puts the focus on sinning to a place to where you will become shame, or you will become condemning, or you will just start focusing on the things of this world. The Bible says over here in 1 John, the pride of life, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. So I looked that word focus up. You know, I was hearing this in my spirit. I was hearing it, focus, focus. You know, God was saying focus. You know, keep your focus. So every single time that God speaks to me, church, you know, I have to really settle myself and ask my, okay, well, God, what are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying focus. And I realized that, you know, there's so many things that was trying to move my focus, move my thoughts and my minds off of serving him or serving one another, to moving on the things that I can get. I was like, oh, God, that's so good. That's so good. And I asked God to, you know, to show me, you know, to preach this word. You know, how can we use this to be able to tell of the church. We need to tell the church that that's where our focus is. If you think wrong, as a consequence, you end up doing wrong because of your focus. But when you're thinking right, or when you're thinking righteous, as a result, you begin to move, or you begin to do right, or you begin to do righteous. I said do righteous. I didn't say be righteous. I said do righteous. Righteousness or right behavior is produced by who you are focused on or who you're listening to. Amen. Now that word focus is when you center your attention, when you center yourself or where you center your attention on what are your interests are, or is activity that's being produced or activity producing visions of your thoughts or your desires. Yeah, that's exactly what focus is. When your focus is on something, you know, it's, you're producing visions in your mind. You're producing thoughts in your mind. That's where Apostle, what he was saying, the pride of life, you know, the lust of the flesh and lust of the eye, you know, and this pride of life, you know, when we have our focus in on it, a man or a woman, you know, we tend to have sexual desires, you know, and this is a place of lusting of the flesh, you know, lusting of the eyes and pride of life. You know, this is that place. So here it is, you know, yeah, we have vision, and we don't have to go into deep. We know what type of visions we're human beings, you know, type of vision that we have, you know, for people. You know, focus is giving one's mind or one's life over to. It's actually, you're actually working in your mind towards a direction. That's focus. Now, do we understand, church, that most of us don't even realize that, you know, when you are the children of God, we need to understand that when you are the children of God, that you have an enemy, you have an adversary, that while God is speaking, the devil is speaking something that's contrary to what God is saying or what he has already said. And that's why I call him, you know, the deception or the deceptor. Many of us don't understand that, you know, when we hear something in our mind and it causes us to have fear. When a thought comes up in our mind or we feel it in our heart and, you know, it causes us to have doubt or disbelief. This is the work of Satan. This is the work of Satan because he's trying to get your mind off of or get your focus off of he who lives in you. Somebody say, he who lives in me. Amen. We are the children of God. We are the children of God. God has saved us. God has delivered us. God has set us free. And because God has set us free, we don't have to surrender over to the will of Satan. We have the right. We have the God-purchased, God-given right, godly men and women. We even have the right and the power and authority to silence Satan, to silence the enemy. We have it. We have it on the inside. Hallelujah. I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Matthew. Go over here with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. Now, I want to show you this over in Matthew chapter 4. We have read this before, but I want us to see. I want us to have a clear focus on what's going on here. Now, over here in Matthew chapter 4, give me a second. I'll read this from the King James Version. Here it is. Jesus, after being baptized, you know, over here, this is, he's baptized, John, the Baptist, not this John, what we were just reading here, but here, John the Baptist, he baptized Jesus. And then right after John baptized Jesus, let's read over here what it says over here in chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4. I'm reading from the King James Version, not the New King James, the King James Version. It reads here, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. See, I want to show you something before we go any farther. I want to show you, you know, Jesus, he was, it says right here, he's fasting, or it is, he was hungry. And here it is, the tempter has come. Here Satan comes to tempt him to saying, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now, let's just read on before I even give it away. But what I do want to say is that there's a lot of temptation that's going on. There's a lot of spirits that speak to you that want to move your focus off of who you are, who is governing your life, and want you to give your will over to them. See, Jesus didn't fall for that. Let's read 4. It says, but Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. We too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should not listen to Satan. You should listen to God that lives in you. He said, but Jesus said that, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God is who he listened to. I'm not going to listen to you. Let's read 5. And the devil take him up into a holy city and set him on a pinnacle of a temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give him angels charge concerning thee, and their hand shall they bear him up, lest at any time he should dash his foot against a stone. And the devil here is tempting God. He's tempting Jesus to throw himself off and commit suicide. You know, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, if you be the Son of God, the angels, you know, they ain't gonna let you die. How many times? You know, some of us, we face these same type of temptations. We face these same type of temptations to where our focus is not on what God is saying. You know, our focus is in the wrong place because we heard the wrong voice. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Jesus said, it is written. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. 8. And the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. It's key here. Show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou worship. Then the devil left him, and the angel came to him to minister to him. Now, when I say focus on he is on the inside of you, church, what I'm saying to you is that you have an enemy that's always going to be trying to get you to do something, making suggestions, all these suggestions that Satan was making, suggesting if you be the Son of God, if you be this, if you be that. See, you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. We are the body of Christ. We don't say we just are the body of Christ. So our focus should be on us being in Christ, and Christ in us. Amen. Amen. Our focus should be on knowing the word of God. Because when you know the word of God and you hear a deceptive thought or you hear a deceptive voice, just like Jesus, see, you have that power, that God-given power and authority to say, get thee hence. Or you have that power and authority to rebuke that thought, to cast that thought down, to cast it out. You have it because it is he that lives in you, Christ in you. Amen. Our focus is on he that lives in us. Christ lives in us. He is alive. He is alive. We are no longer the sinner. So when I say our focus should be on that, but we still have thoughts of sinning. We still tend to go after that nature of sinning. Now, go over here with me over to the book of Romans. So I'm gonna show you this here, Romans chapter 6. We're going to get a lot of the word. We're going to get a lot of it because we need a lot of the word. We need a lot. We need the word of God. I need the word of God. We need it. because when we don't get the word of God, then when we hear any person that has some thoughts or sayings like Satan, oh, well, this all you have to do, or they tell you something and you haven't read the word of God, then how you going to know if to follow it or not, you know? If you ain't haven't heard a word to believe, then you're liable to fall for anything. Let's read Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verses 4. Romans chapter 6 and 4. Now, when I say your focus should not be on the sinner. See, once we were the sinner, and I'm going to explain that in a second. Once we were not a part of the body of Christ. We were not born again. We were sinners. That's right. And the reason why we were sinners, the voice and the spirit of the sinner, we was born into it, the voice of the sinner, you know, it moves us to do things. Y'all know it. I know it. I wasn't always a man of God. I wasn't. There was so many things I can't even name that God didn't deliver me from. So many things. And there was so many of godly men and women that were placed in my life to help me. And I thank God that he placed ministers, that he placed believers in my life to help me. When they seen that I was going in the wrong direction and they were ministering me, they would tell me that ain't the right way. You know, hey, you know what, that's not what God loves. And I, you know, I heard it and it convicted me, but it was somewhere that, you know, I just kept on wanting to do what I wanted to do. Until I had an experience with God all on my own. See, when I had an experience with God all on my own, and when he spoke to me, and then when he stopped me in my tracks and, you know, say, hey, that ain't my will for you. You know, this was the time to where I made a decision that I'm not going to be this old sinner. I'm not going to listen to this old sinner anymore. I don't want to do this. I'm not gonna go here. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna follow the Lord, because the Lord has a way of changing your mind and changing your heart. Amen. And we all have that kind of experience. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6 and verses. What did I say? 4. Romans chapter 6 and verses 4. Let's read it. See, let's first know that we are no longer sinners. We are saints. And our focus should be on I am a saint. I am a believer. I am a Christian. Let's listen to what Apostle Paul says here. Romans chapter 6 and verses 4. What he says is, he says, therefore, we are buried with him, talking about Christ, by baptism into death, that like as Christ, we are raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. 5, if we have been planted together into the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. 6, knowing that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. So listen to what Apostle Paul is saying. What Apostle Paul is saying is that the old man is dead. Even though we still produce that sinful nature, you know, we still want to have these thoughts of sinning. We are no longer the sinner. We're no longer the sinner. You know, the sinner is dead and gone. He was crucified. He was nailed there to the cross. He died right there. You know, Jesus was made sin. He died right there on the cross. And what Apostle Paul is saying is that we have been crucified with him. We have been buried with him. We have been baptized into the death with Christ. That's why we say that we are saints. We say that we're Christ. So that means that old man is gone. He is dead. Mm-hmm. He has no more power, no more dominion over you. He has no more control. because he who lives in you, though we still have some thoughts of sinning, the only thing that a believer, well, not the only thing, the thing that believers that we deal with when it comes down to sinning is when we do an act of sinning, not that we're a sinner, but when we do an act of sinning, we have a tendency to listen to that voice. And now this is the voice of Satan. See, I told you that you were no good. See, I told you. See, you're right back over here doing it all over again. See, I thought you said that God had delivered you from that, but you're still doing it. And then here it is, shame and guilt and condemnation comes up on us. And then, you know, our focus is off. Then we start to just accept that what Satan says, not even realizing that this is the trick of Satan. This is a trick of his to not get you to listen to the voice of God who lives in you. Let's go ahead on and move along. Let's move along here. That's the first thing that I want you to recognize when it comes down to what we do as a Christian when our focus is off. First thing is that what we just said. You know, we want to listen to the thoughts of what is being suggested to us, those voices that's suggesting to us that we're just a sinner because you're still sinning. Okay? The second thing is that we tend to forget that we are a new creation. We are new creation, like never ever been seen before, created in Christ Jesus. We have a renewed spirit. Amen. We have the Spirit of God. The day that we got born again, the day that we got saved, we asked and received Christ inside of us to be our Lord and Savior. So our spirit man became perfect. Do we know the spirit of man is the conscience of man? Do you know that? The spirit of man is the conscience of man. Now, we know what the conscience, do we know what the conscience is? The conscience is that little voice that tells you when to do right. That conscience is that little voice that tells you that that's dangerous. Before danger even says anything, before anything even have that little voice that quickens your spirit. I'm talking about that little voice on something told me. Or you know what? I just been having this voice that's been speaking to me and here all day, and now I see, and you don't do. See, that's the Spirit of God that's speaking in you. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. The conscience of a man, that's where the Spirit of God dwells, in the conscience of a man. Let me show you this, because I don't just want to say something, then I can't back it up in Scripture. Everything's single thing that I say, you know, I definitely want you not to listen to me, but I want you to go get it for yourself. I'm just going to point you in the direction where it is. Go to Acts 24. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 24. Focus on he who lives in you, church. Focus on he who lives in you. Focus on he. The conscience. Let me show you the conscience here. Acts chapter 24 and verses 16. It reads here, Acts chapter 24 and 16 reads here, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and towards man." That means that my conscience is free. That means that I'm free from the sinner. What it's saying right here in Acts, it says that you have power and authority, you know, in your conscience for you to, that, okay, you have power and authority in your conscience that gives you the ability to evaluate your thoughts. So you can think about what you've been thinking about. You can think about your thoughts. That's what the scripture is saying here. So you can evaluate your thoughts and see your thoughts need to line up with the word of God. Mm-hmm. So you have that ability to discern, okay, is this a thought that comes from God? Or you can listen to that voice and say, you know, that didn't come from me. That came from Satan. See, we have that ability on the inside of us now to evaluate our thoughts and our desires. You know, when we have, you know, these lustful desires, you know, for things and for people and for possession, for achievements of this world. See, we have the ability that's working on the inside. The desire to know right from wrong, a discerning spirit. That's what we have on the inside. That's what the scripture is saying. So that's the second thing. First, Satan, what he wants to do is he wants you to listen to him and to serve him and to worship him. And the second thing that he wants to do, he wants to deafen the ears of your understanding from what God wants, the will of God for your life, and wants you to be focused on the things of this world. You know, Satan, this is his world. So he wants you to focus on the things that's in this world. Amen. Focus on him. Focus on God who lives in you. Focus on God that lives in you. How do you know that you're focusing on God that lives in you? I mean, this is a question, you know, I had to ask myself, okay, so how do I know it's God that I'm focusing on? How do I know, you know, when I'm hearing a voice, that's God? How do I know that I'm focusing on God? And we all have that. We may not admit to it, but this is a way to know that it's God that's speaking to you. First thing that you should understand when God is speaking to you, that every single thing that God says, you can find it in his word. Every single thing that God says, you can find it in his word. We are word people. We are word people. Because if you don't understand your word, that you're word people, that means we believe the word. We believe the report of the Lord. We are word people. So we should be able to go in the Bible and find out whatever it is that is spoken to us, that it lines up with what God says. And that is the will of God for your life, for you to know the word. So we need to know the word. Amen. That's the first thing. Your conscience, when your conscience speaks to you, it's going to line up with the word of God. Like Jesus said, it is written. So here it is, Jesus, what he's saying, it is written. So that means what he said, it lined up with the word of God. And what Satan says, it did not line up with the word of God. So know the word of God. That's how you know is the voice of the Lord is speaking to you. Your focus or your conscience, see, when you know that it is God is speaking in your conscience, you know that God, what God says, it produces love, or it produces the act of love, or the actions of giving, or when God is speaking or your conscience is speaking, it produces the act of forgiving. Either you forgiving or you accepting forgiveness. See, when you know when your conscience is speaking, see, it's going to produce the fruits of God, the fruits of the Spirit. That's how you know. So that means you need to know the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are in you. And you know when, okay, love, then there's joy, then there's peace. Amen? There's holiness. There's sanctification. There's kindness. See, we need to understand the fruits of the Spirit. You know, this is when God is speaking to you, you're going to produce the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Patience is produced. Faith is produced. You see, it takes faith. Self-control is produced. See, you know this is God speaking to you. See, that's what your focus should be on. Does this line up with the righteousness of God? Is what's playing. That's how you know to discern if this is the enemy speaking or this is God speaking, because it produces the fruits of the Spirit. That's how you know you're focusing on him. Think on these things. Think on these things. Hallelujah. Keep your focus on God. Focus on God. Now, when you're focusing on him, when you're focusing on Christ, I want to show you something over here in the book of Colossians. I want to show you this over here into the book of Colossians. There's so many ways that we can fall into temptation, even as a believer. And I've been reading this word, and I've been finding out some things that I asked the Holy Spirit to help me to share with you. What I said, Colossians chapter 1. What I found out is that the very thing that was being preached today, this is what God wants us to walk in. God wants us to walk in the light of is me that is in you. Of all the things, all the revelations that God wants you to know, the revelation of God wants you to know that I'm with you. I'm with you. I live with you. I love you. That's the revelation that God wants you to know. I want to read this in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verses. Hallelujah. I lost my place here. Colossians chapter 1, I think verses 15. Okay, let's read here, 15. It says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created. Because I'm reading this from the NLT. I'll keep on reading it from the NLT, the New Living Translation. He existed before anything was created and is superior over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heaven realm and on earth. He made everything we can see and things we cannot see, such as thrones and kingdoms, rulers and authorities of the unseen world. Everything was created through him and created through him and for him. 17 in Colossians chapter 1 and 17, it reads here from the NLT. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. 18, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, superior over all who we raised from the dead. So he is first in everything. So what God wants us to know, and we just read here, that Christ is in you. He wants us to know, I especially like 18, what 18 says. What 18 says is that Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. That's us. And because he is the head of the church, which we are the body of Christ, then that means that we should know in everything. The scripture here says here, so he is first in everything. So we should put Christ first in everything, over every single heart desire that we can ever have. Put Christ first. Think about Christ first. Over every single thought that we can ever have, put Christ first. Put him first. You're going to end up in the right place. Now, we started out with the talking about the things that we lust for in this world, the pride of life. So you can have an understanding to know the difference of the desire that God has for you to know, or the desires that Satan wants for you to have. God wants you to know that we are his children, and he lives on the inside of us, doing the work that's on the inside. See, this is the mystery that is revealed to the church, to the body of Christ, that Christ in you, Christ in you. I'm going to say it so many times that when this opportunity is over with and we go back to our families. We're going to hear Christ in me, Christ in me. Focus on Christ in you, Christ in me. God is the light of man. And every single man that has Christ, or every single woman that has Christ on the inside of them, see, their focus in their place is God is in me, and they do not waste the opportunities to do what God has created them to do. Do we know what that is? That's to love one another. God is the light of man. So we should let our light so shine before me. God is love. So love should be shown on the inside of us. We should not waste the opportunities to love on our neighbors, to love on our brothers and sisters, to love one another, to give them that opportunity to experience God in us. That's why our focus should be, our first focus should be, is God in us? Yes, God is in me. Is the thing that I'm thinking about right now, how do I see God here? Is God in this? Or is just in the worldly things or the possession, the pride of life? Is God in this? When you meet up with a man or you meet up with a woman and you have thoughts and you have desires, I don't know what they are. You know what they are. You need to ask yourself this question. Is God in this? Is this the thoughts of God? Is this the desire of what God has for me? See, that's when you know. That's when you know you're representing the body of Christ. That's when you know that you're serving God. Keep your focus on him. God loves you. God loves you. Satan hates you. And these things that are in the world, they are designed for you to fall from grace, to fall into temptation, to go after the things of this world. God loves you so much that he gave his life for you. He gave his life for you so you can have life. And this is that life that God wants you to know, that he lives in you. Keep your focus here. Now I have one more place that I want to show you, one more place that I want us to go for us to really grasp this thing and to go out and to teach this to our sons and daughters, our friends, our family members, whoever we can, this word. Go over here to Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and verses, let's start here at 16. Galatians chapter 5 and 16 from the King James Version, it reads here, this I say then, Apostle Paul is speaking, he's writing this letter to the church of Galatia, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. 19 says, for the works of the flesh are manifested, which are in these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulation, wrath, strife, seduction, heresy, envying, murdering, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of these which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And 22, where it says is, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Again, such there is no law. Let's stop right here. Now, I know when I was reading over here, in the, when it says the works of the flesh are manifested in these, so it's saying the works of the flesh are these that come up on the inside of you. All of us fail in one of those places, I know, but we thank God that we're led by the Spirit. We thank God that when we find ourselves in these places where our focus be on one of these lustful things, we think about what God has said to us already. We think about the spirit, his spirit. We focus in on he that's on the inside of us. Now, this body, see, this body was made for sin. Now, we got an understanding that our focus should not be on the things and the desires of this world. Our focus should be on the desire that God has for us. There is a new body that's promised to us, a new body that's not made out of sin. See, we need to understand that we are led by the Spirit. We are led by the Spirit of God because we need to understand that he is coming again. And because we have the understanding that he is coming again, we're not focused on the things of this world. See, our focus on him coming again for his church. For our focus is on him coming again for his church without spot or wrinkle. See, this is our new thoughts. These are our new desires, knowing that he is coming again. And when he do come again, it says the dead shall rise first and then the living. We shall be caught up with him to meet him in the sky. He's going to lead us on into that place that he has prepared for us. See, this is where our focus should be. But while we're here living in this right here land, in this on earth, he says a new commandment that I give unto you. Keep your focus right here all the days of your life. Now that you are in Christ, it's for you to love your neighbors, to love one another. See, this what God have made it easy for us to live. He had made it easy for us. See, don't you know that when you hear what God has said for you to do, when you are in that place to where you're lining up with his will for your life, don't you know that things are provided for you already? He have already taken care of you. The day that you got born again, Matthew chapter 6 and 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So that means that God has already taken care of you. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, line up with his word. Listen to his voice and do not listen to the voice of a stranger. Focus on him. Focus on he who lives in you. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that you receive some revelation of the mystery that God has revealed on the inside of you today. I pray that you don't be conformed to the things of this world or the lust of this world, but be transformed, be transgressed into his very image, the image of Christ who's in you, which is a mystery, not a mystery to all. But it's a mystery that is revealed in his word that he lives in you. Get this revelation. I pray that you get this revelation. I pray that your heart be filled with the love of God. I pray that your minds be renewed in the knowledge of Christ. I pray that the wisdom of God, that it leads you, that it guides you into heavenly places. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, church, over each and every one of you. And I say all is well with you. All is well with you and your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer over you. And everyone do agree, do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God bless you. The doors of the church are open. There may be one here today who have heard this message. And today your desire after hearing this message is to be born again, because you realize that, you know what, your focus is all over the place. And you understand, well, the reason why your focus is all over the place is because you have to be born again. You have to have the mind of Christ. So you have to receive him. If that's you today, if that's you today, right there where you are, lift up your hands right now. Lift up your hands and pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner. And today, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this free gift of forgiveness. I receive this free gift of forgiveness right now. I thank you that you died for each and every one of my sins. You died for the whole world that we might be saved. And I thank you, Father God, and I recognize you and I acknowledge that you went to hell for me. You just didn't die, but you went to hell for me in my place. And you stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. And the Holy Spirit, it resurrected you from the dead. And when you was resurrected, so was I. I believe that right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that you're sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now in rest. So I rest with you right now. I ask you right now to come into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. And I say by faith, I believe right now that today, Lord, that I am saved. And I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you have prayed that prayer, Papa Tonic and I, we would like you to press 1. And we would like to welcome you and the whole church, everyone that's here, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Because you have just entered into eternity. Hallelujah. If you're here today and there's a want or a need, something that you want to pray to God about, will you press 1? Hallelujah. Will you press 1 right now? It doesn't matter what it is. There's nothing too small or nothing too big for God. Will you press 1? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I and Minister Learn Green, you know, we would love to disciple you. We would love to just love you. There's so much that's going on here in this gospel that God has placed us the head of. But it's our desire to, you know, to share it with you. So we would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. If you feel like that you can flourish and grow here with the gospel public ministry, would you press 1? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are right now, will you press 1? If you're online, do call in. 845-277-9213. Then press 1. And let us know. Let us know. Say, hey, I want to be a part of the ministry. I want to be a part of the gospel ministry. I believe that God is calling me to this church. We press 1. Hallelujah. God's name be praised. Amen. Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Amen. As Pastor, yes. As Pastor Manny says, let's focus on him that is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just brings you to think, who is on the inside? Amen. Speaking. So I thank God for you, Pastor Brandon. I pray that every virtue that left your body, that God will overflow you. Amen. You're overflowing, that you will continue on in his
amen.
Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus'
thank
name. At this time, church, we're going to, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those prepared and you have cash app, you cash app over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the number is 832-989-3649. Again, it's 832-989-3649. Let us pray, Father God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, the word says you give seed to the soil. So, Lord, we thank you that you've blessed us, that you've given us seed, oh God, that we can plant, oh God, and that we can reap the great harvest, oh God, that you have for our lives. So, Lord, we give, oh God, not out of necessity, oh God. We give from our heart, for we are cheerful givers. And we give, oh God, with a cheerful heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God, those who are giving on today and those who purpose their hearts to give. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that there be no lack in their giving on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless them, oh God, in all areas of their life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on the line today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we plan, oh God, your words in one plan, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. So, Lord, we thank you for the increase right now in every area of our life that we can decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Listen, Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank all and everyone that's given on today and has given and purpose their heart today. We thank God for you. We just pray that God will continue to bless you in a mighty way. Amen. We thank you for your time here.
Amen.
At this time, we have our announcers. Amen. Our announcers for today, October 30th. This month has flew by so fast. October 30th, 2022. We hear the Gospel Public Ministry. We bless you. We'll see your pastor, his pastor, Lord St. Benny, the Step Apostle Tommy Commanding, Minnesota Rasta, Minnesota and Green, our announcement for followers. Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. So please join us, you all. It's a powerful time and moment for us to come together. Amen. Come aside, touching and agreeing and trusting God in prayer. Amen. So again, join us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Set your clock wherever you are, whether it's your Pacific time, Mountain time, wherever it is. We are Central Standard Time, so set your time so you can join us. And Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Bible study is so good, you all. We have an opportunity to answer questions. We open up the line for any questions that come in. So we do encourage you all to join us for Bible study. We want to see everyone coming back to Bible study, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday night. Amen. No. Sundays, we have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. I do see some of you all that were in at the 10 a.m. here at the 2 p.m., so we thank God for you. Amen. So join us at either one of those times or both of those times. We welcome you, amen, with the love of Christ and at Central Standard Time. We are also preparing to go back to the streets. Amen. We've been called to the streets to go therefore, you know, bringing the good news, the gospel. Amen. So we'll let you all know, those of you all in Houston, to join us during those times. And you all that are outside, you all that are in different states that want to definitely be a help to the movement, a way that you all can be able to contribute, amen, as we go out in the name of Jesus Christ, bring forth the good news, the gospel, amen. So we're looking for those days to come, and we'll be letting you all know in advance, amen. And that does, oh, and also, happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of October. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, peace, joy, happiness, and his protection. And his protection be around you all the days of your life. Amen. Again, happy birthday to our daughter, Kenya, who celebrated her 18th birthday on October the 23rd. Our aunt and my sister, so happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yay! We thank God for the new year. We decree to have new beginnings, all things new in the name of Jesus, of being a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And those who are celebrating the anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary to you and yours. We know that God ordained marriage between man and woman, so we pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you all continue to live together and have a long life, a joyful life, a peaceful life, a life of unity. Amen. Hallelujah. The favor and the blessing and protection of God for you and your family in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. See, me and Pastor Manny, me and Mary ourselves, we just thank God. Marriage is such a blessing, you know, that God has called us and ordained us to be together. Amen. And so I'm just speak of marriage and just blessed marriages. I think about the blessing upon my marriage to my husband. So I'm so grateful. God bless you and your union. Amen. Glory to God. And that does conclude our announcements for today, October the 30th, 2022. Hallelujah. Give Jesus at this time. We're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We give the Gospel Public Ministry to Houston, Texas, and your Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawani Commander and Minister Lynn Green. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you to be the God that called you to be. We bless you to forgive like Christ. We bless you to love like Christ. Amen. We bless you to be around God's people all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you. Hallelujah. The beauty and the joy of Jesus Christ. Amen. The prosperity and the function that you, the way which you are called to function in excellency all the days of your life. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. Amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to hear the Holy Spirit speaking, not so much me, but hear a word from God. I pray everyone was able to get something out of the word today. Focus on Jesus Christ. Amen. His voice, it's your consciousness, it's his voice. It lines up with the word of God. Amen. Amen. Christ in you. Amen. Now made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church, you say amen. Amen. Again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Know that Satan, he's out there lurking. He's out there lurking to see whom he can devour. Remember that. But don't be afraid. Know that he is already defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. Apostle Talanika and I, we love you, but we can never love you more than God loves you. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, come on now. Let's give God some praise. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll